Thank you, Jeff. Yes, I was the director of Tibbin Bill until about 3 hours ago. I retired at 4:51 p.m. this afternoon. After a few years. I first arrived at Tibbin Bill in 1966 as a deputy director out there, and I've worked on and off over the years. It's certainly been the most satisfying career I think anybody could have in the space business, and particularly Apollo. I was at the Honeysuckle Creek Dragon Station during Apollo 11. We happened to be in America at JPL during Apollo 16, so we watched that out of Los Angeles. Anyway, my intention is just take a minute or two just to put in context the Australian part of the Apollo 11, which after all this particular lecture and a few other activities that happened in Sydney, and we're going to be having a view party tomorrow night, we're all in the context of the 25th anniversary of Apollo 11. I was going to put a summary together of what Australia did, but I stumbled over the original of a message from Cliff Charlesworth, who was one of the flight directors on Apollo 11, and he really summarised the Australian contribution very well. So I'm just going to read this verbatim. From the Apollo 11 flight director to the station director at Honeysuckle, Tidbinbilla and Parks. I'd like to congratulate the personnel of Honeysuckle Creek and Tidbinbilla and the CSIRO personnel at the Parks 210-foot radio telescope facility for their outstanding support of man's first lunar service expedition. The flight operations personnel fully appreciate the tremendous effort required to achieve the readiness posture which made possible the greatest television spectacular of all time. Even more important to the flight operations team at MCC, Mission Control Center, was the continuous EVCS, Environmental Voice Communication System, probably, voice and data provided by the Australian stations, which was essential to the success of this critical phase. I thank you for your efforts and your significant contribution to this great adventure, signed Cliff Charlesworth, Apollo 11 Flight Director. That summarises well what in Australia we did. That television that came out originated from Honeysuckle. The first step on the moon came through the Honeysuckle antenna. That antenna is still in use at Tidbinbilla. But, as Cliff said, television was a late ring-in, really. The priority of our job was to get that the data from the backpack through the lunar module and to the surface. And although television was the dramatic one, the data that really counted was that telemetry from the astronauts, and maybe John can just comment on that a little later. I was at this point going to summarise John's career, but it's pointless. Sky and Space have done a marvellous job in summarising John's career. It is without equal, of course, in the US scene. John is the only remaining astronaut from that era still employed by NASA. Everybody else has gone off and, I don't know, gone into monasteries and disappeared into strange places and refuses to talk. Well, I would say refuse to talk to the public, but John does a fantastic job in communicating with the public, which I think is a great part of the space program. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce astronaut John Young to give us a brief view on how he found the moon. John Young.